Now, God says, and I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I'll save the house of Joseph. Now, if you missed it a while ago, the house of Joseph belongs to the northern kingdom. And I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them. How is God going to do it? By being merciful. That's the only way in the world he ever saved me, and the only way he'll ever save you. And they shall be as though I had not cast them off, for I am the Lord, their God. I'll hear them. Now, this is a wonderful word of encouragement to these people. Now, as far as God is concerned, they're not 10 lost tribes. And he says, I'll bring them again to place them. A remnant of all of the tribes had returned because a delegation had come down from Bethel, and that was one of the capitals of the northern kingdom. Now, why does God intend to protect them during this interval? Well, he makes it clear, for I'll have mercy upon them. How did you and I get saved? Well, it's not the works of righteousness which we've done, but it's according to his mercy. And he's rich in mercy, and he had to have a whole lot of it to save me. Maybe he didn't need that much to save you, but he's rich in mercy. He's got an abundance of it. And that's the basis on which he intends now, since they've returned, and he warns them about turning again to idolatry and to that which is the supernatural, that which doesn't only border on, it's satanic to the very core. Now, God says he'll preserve them during that period, and that takes you into the period that is known as the Intertestament period. We'll be taking up shortly Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. And when Malachi wrote, God went off the air. He wasn't broadcasting for about 400 years. And you have that interval. Now, in that interval, they probably suffered more as a nation at any time except during the time of Hitler and the Nazi regime in Germany. And these people have been preserved down through the ages. And all of that is outlined here. With Daniel and Zechariah, you have a very good picture of the period, we call it a silent period, between Malachi, the Old Testament, and Matthew in the New Testament. But actually, God covered that period well, and he covers it here. Now he says in verse 7, and they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man. Now, just in case you think the 10 tribes got lost. Now, Ephraim is one of the names that God gave to the 10 northern tribes. And if you want to check on that, you ought to try Hosea again if you've forgotten. You remember how tenderly he said, O Ephraim, how shall I give thee up? God didn't give them up. They're not lost, my friend. And it's by his grace they've been preserved as a nation. And during that period, God says, and they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man. And one of the most thrilling accounts of these people is during that interval between the Testaments, time of the Maccabees, and how they stood against the Syrian conqueror, one of the generals of Alexander, and his name was Titus Epiphanes. He wasn't the general, he was in the line, of course, on the Syrian throne, and he persecuted these people frightfully. But they were unable to stand. They of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart will rejoice in the Lord. Now, it's going to be a period in which it'll be difficult, and they'll be far from God many times in that period, but there are also going to be periods when they'll rejoice in the Lord.